USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats are expected to finally release the impeachment report as President Trump is meeting with NATO leaders overseas. Now, this comes less than 24 hours before the House Judiciary Committee will be meeting and taking over the impeachment proceedings against the president. The president was again asked in London about the impeachment inquiry.
Impeachment hoax is going nowhere. The Republican Party has never been so unified as it is right now. I have never seen anything like it.
Senate Finance Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley says time is running out on the Democratic-led Congress to ratify President Trump's rewrite of the North American Free Trade Deal this year, unless House Democrats agree to act on it this week. Democrats are said to be holding out for greater environmental and labor protections, but according to Senator Grassley, the end of the year's legislative session is rapidly approaching. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know the average rate on credit cards in the U.S. is over 17%?
And the average credit card debt is over $16,000 per household.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans.
Credit cards. It's hard to live without them, but wouldn't it be great if we could?
It is possible. For over 15 years now, we have helped homeowners out of the pit of despair with revolving credit cards with a Fellowship Home Loans debt consolidation refinance.
You could save hundreds, even thousands on your monthly payments, increase your tax deductions, and lower your mortgage rate.
Plus, as a bonus, maybe you'll sleep a little easier after you cut up those cards.
Give us a call at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 and see how much you could save.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Another officer-involved school shooting at a Wisconsin high school is under investigation. The Oshkosh Police Department says a student confronted a school resource officer at Oshkosh West High School. Both were injured and are being treated for their wounds. Former First Lady Michelle Obama is heading to Southeast Asia. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Oscar-winning actress Julia Roberts and former First Lady Michelle Obama will travel to Vietnam and Malaysia to speak about girls' education. The Obama Foundation announcing that Roberts will join Obama on December 9th in Vietnam with the Girls Opportunity Alliance to meet with local girls' education organizations. They will then be on stage for a conversation on December 12th in Malaysia, where they'll discuss their Vietnam trip and lessons from their own leadership journeys.
According to Baby Center, the top baby names of 2019 were Sophia for girls and Liam for boys. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Former Vice President Joe Biden launches his No Malarkey tour in Iowa, but still has to overcome his major gaffes. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky explains.
To the Democrats now who want to be president, Joe Biden kicks off his No Malarkey tour in Iowa. Biden claims 65% of people in the state are still undecided. He's in fourth place in Iowa in a Real Clear Politics average of polls. Mayor Pete in first place. Biden's still having to overcome gaffe after gaffe. Listen to the latest from the campaign trail.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs. That turned blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson is out as Chicago's top cop. Chicago Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot is firing Johnson after an investigation claimed he was passed out inside his vehicle.
Eddie Johnson engaged in conduct that is not only unbecoming, but demonstrated a series of ethical lapses and flawed decision-making that is inconsistent with having the privilege of leading the Chicago Police Department.
Johnson admitted he had been drinking before he was found slumped over in his car. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.